And before we even get into any of that, I want to clarify some things, because I think there can easily be misconceptions about, as we go through this, as to what we believe. So for one, I actually just wrote a few things down. One, we're a Christian, non-denominational, born-again, Bible-believing, cross-centered, Spirit-filled, washed in the blood church, right? Like, we are a Christian church, right? So that is obvious if you know what we teach. We believe in one God, right? One God over everything. One God, right? We don't believe in multiple gods over everything, right? One God. There's one true God. We believe Jesus is equal to the Father, okay? Equal to the Father. So nothing that I'm going to say contradicts any of the points I'm making right now. Jesus is equal to the Father. Hebrews 1 says, right, he's the brightness of God's glory, the exact representation of his nature. Great. If you've seen him, you've seen the Father. Okay. We believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Right? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Absolutely. Right? We believe in all those three. We do have differing opinion, though, with what is traditionally taught about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we shouldn't have a problem with someone having a differing opinion from the status quo as long as it's something the Bible says, right? And I would just pose this question to everybody, including people watching online, let me say this. For people that believe in the typical Trinity teaching, right? If I were to ask you, why do you believe in the typical Trinity teaching? Hopefully you wouldn't say, well, because everybody teaches it. Hopefully you would say, I believe in the typical Trinity teaching because you're a Bible-believing Christian. Hopefully, right? Even if there's differing opinions amongst the church about any particular topic, hopefully your reason for believing anything regarding the gospel is because you believe it's what the Bible says, right? So I just want to establish common ground here, because I think some people say that they believe certain things because the Bible says so, but they're not open to what the Bible says when you show them what the Bible says about a particular topic. So then, you know, then where are we then? Because I think a lot of people are actually so, like, they've been taught so long something that, like, you'll show them verses that are just very plain, and they'll just say, well, you know, I don't see it that way, simply because they've been taught something so long. So obviously, hopefully, none of us are in that boat when you say you're Bible-believing. And this church is Bible-believing at the expense of every single other person's opinion. We don't care and shouldn't care what any other church's opinion is. We want God's opinion, and we want these things proven from Scripture, right? Part of what goes into that, though, if you claim that you're Bible-believing and just solely Bible-believing, is that when you see something or when you're shown something that is actually in the Bible, then you have to be willing to let go of your preconceived notions about God, and you have to be able to let go of things that you held and esteemed before if the Bible contradicts you, right? Like that should be a person of integrity that just wants to know whatever God says is true should be able to entertain biblical evidence. Everybody should be able to do that. It doesn't matter if it's the most long-held belief that you've ever held in your life. If someone is just trying to show you what the Bible says, then there should be no offense taken there. No offense whatsoever. Again, we are a Christian, cross-centered, gospel-centered, Bible-believing above all else church here. And that means sometimes for us taking flack over a particular doctrine. And you know what? We don't care. If the Bible says it, just because someone's taught it forever is not a good enough reason to still maintain a doctrine. And the Trinity is where we differ with a lot of churches, but not because anyone taught us this. What I'm going to tell you right now is not something that we've heard somewhere else. This is something we read straight from the Bible. We read it from the Bible. We looked at what everyone else was saying and said, you know what? It doesn't match. It simply doesn't match. So if you're a Bible-believing Christian, just stay with me on it. And before I even get into this, I want to stress this one point before I get into this. One more point. That is, we have an article called The Truth About the Trinity. What I'm going to tell you right now is going to be more of an intro to that article. Listen, if we have any integrity whatsoever and we just want to know what the Bible says, I would so wholeheartedly, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, please listen to the entire article. The article is not superfluous. There's not useless information in it. It's about 20 minutes. You can listen to it. You don't even have to read it, right? I actually narrate, I do this sort of narration for the article. You don't have to read it, but look it up on our website, and actually I'll link this below this video. Just click right below this video, click the Truth About the Trinity article. Please listen to that article. I'm going to give you a little taste today, but you got to listen to that article, okay? It is, you will learn, if you're willing to listen, you will learn things about Jesus from the Bible that you have never seen before. And it will be, it is undeniably scriptural. Okay, so anyway, all that said, let me just state this. I'm not making this statement right now. Let's do a what if, okay? Let's just do a what if. For people that believe in the Trinity the way it's typically taught, right? What if someone told you that in regarding just the relationship between the Father and the Son, that the Father is God over the Son? Pause there for a second. I'm not even making that statement right now. I'm just saying, what if you heard that? The Father is God over the Son. Over the Son. Not that they're just both God, and which is true, by the way. But what if someone told you that the Father was God over the Son? That the Father held Godship over Jesus? What if someone told you that? I honestly believe most Christians would take offense to that. Take offense to it and say, well, no, they're just both God. You know, it's not that they're, you know, the Father's God over Jesus. You're diminishing Jesus, whatever they would say, right? Here's my problem with that, okay? And you know what? I'm not even going to reason with anyone. I will just read you scripture. You don't have to go here, Mr. Maris, but I'll put it on the screen for you. Matthew 27:46 says, about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, and he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? He calls the Father his God, right? So that's just a truth. When Jesus rose from the dead, Jesus said that he was ascending to his Father and his disciples' Father, and also to his God, to Jesus' God, and his disciples' God. That's what he says. He wasn't even in human flesh at that point. He was in glorified flesh. You can't use the excuse that he was a man at the time, so somehow his status was different. No, this is the glorified Jesus saying that in John 20, verse 17. Okay? Here's my problem with the church and what the church believes about the relationship between the Father and the Son. That if I say, and now I am making the statement, the Father is, Jesus is God. And Jesus is not, and I'm going to show you more verses, stay with me. The Father, we just read that Jesus refers to the Father as his God. He doesn't just say about the Father, he doesn't just call the Father God, which the Trinity teaching would allow. He calls the Father his God. Furthermore, not one verse, you'll never find it, because it's not in the Bible, where the Father will ever call Jesus his God. Now, the Father does call Jesus God. Even Thomas, in Jesus' resurrection, called Jesus God. I call Jesus God. There's no problem with that. And people may say, oh, you're saying, are we getting into multiple gods? No, we're not. Just stay with me on that also. We're not getting into multiple gods. Jesus refers to the Father as his God. And for some reason, if I were to go into any Christian church today and say, you know, the Father, he's God over Jesus. That word over is the part we don't like. He's God over Jesus. And yet we have clear scripture, clear as day, that the saying that the Father is Jesus is God. And there is no scripture ever in the Bible that refers to Jesus as the Father's God. It goes one way. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11 that the Father is the head of Christ. It is never reversed at any point in time. You cannot say that their Godship, and let me rephrase this actually so that everybody understands what I'm saying. They are completely equal, the Father and the Son. The Father, though, and I will show you scripture for this right now, has authority over everything. While the Son, there is an exception to the Son's authority. The Son is not God over every single thing because there's one exception to his authority. Jesus is God over everything except the Father. There is an exception to Christ's authority. There is no exception to the Father's authority. This is indisputable. And it's just funny because I don't actually even have to tell you that. I can just read it to you. Look at this verse. Again, I'll put it on your screen for those listening online, 1 Corinthians 15:27. It says, for he, referring to the Father, listen closely to me, for he, the Father, has put all things under Jesus' feet. But when he says that all things are put under him, all things are put under Jesus, it is evident that he, the Father, who has put all things under him, under Jesus, is accepted. This literally says that because it's the Father that gave Jesus the authority that he has, the Father is accepted from the authority that Jesus has. That means that Jesus' Godship, which simply is a term of authority. That's why the devil is also called God in the Bible. God of this world. I'm not saying that. 1 Corinthians, I think it's 3 or 4, says that. 1 Corinthians 4, actually. The God of this world. God is just an authority position. That's all that that is. That's why, because the devil has authority over this world, he's called the God over this world. And I would never accuse you of believing in multiple true gods just because clearly, hopefully, you believe, right, as the Bible says, the devil is God over this world. I don't accuse you of believing in multiple gods because you don't believe that the devil is the true God over everything. You believe, right, that there is one true God that's over everything. And at this church, this is the fact. The Father is God over everything. Jesus is God over everything as well, with the exception of the Father. You see, what I'm saying right now is so controversial to so many people, and it could not literally be plainer in Scripture. And maybe somehow somebody out there says, you know, oh, but I believe in the Trinity, but I do also believe that the Father is God over Jesus. Let's just say someone tries to reconcile those things. Those are not reconcilable truths. Like, do we understand this? You cannot say that the Father, and I'm just talking about the Father and the Son right now, right? We get into more about the Holy Spirit also in the article, but just the relationship between the Father and the Son. You cannot say that the Father, or that between the Father and the Son, that one is God over the other one, as the Bible clearly, explicitly says, that one has authority over the other one, which is the case. We just read that, right? Jesus has authority over everything with the Father accepted, because the Father has authority over Christ. Christ does not have authority over the Father. It does not go both ways. That means in their Godship, in their nature, they are exactly equal, okay? They're exactly equal. Jesus is the exact representation of God's nature, but their authority is different in this one regard. The Father has authority over Christ. Christ does not have authority over the Father. You will never find a verse that says that Christ has authority over the Father, which means that there is one true God over all things, and that would be the Father, because the Father is God even over Christ, while Christ is not God over the Father. Again, you can't find a verse. In fact, the verses I just even read you, there are so many verses in our article which would actually take you, for anyone, again, that had an ounce of desire to hear what the Bible had to say and not what just tradition has to say, you would look at that Truth About the Trinity article. The evidence there is just undeniable and plain to anyone that's willing to hear. But we just read verses about Jesus several times in the Bible refers to the Father as his God, and furthermore, let me show you a verse, and sorry, in 1 Corinthians 15, they just explain that the Father, who is in authority over everything, his authority is absolute over the entire universe and over Christ, his Son, because the Father is the head of Christ. These are indisputable, plain verses. They're not symbolic, they're not figurative, they're just plain, black and white in our Bibles, okay? And somehow, I would repeat to you a verse, like the verses I just read, and say that the Father is God over Jesus, and we would have a cow over it. And I don't understand how I can repeat a verse to you, like Jesus saying that the Father is his God, and show you that Jesus is not God over the Father, like what we just read in 1 Corinthians 15, that shows the hierarchy of authority here. There is a hierarchy. We don't have to like that there's a hierarchy. There is a hierarchy. And they cannot both be God, the same God, because the Trinity professes and claims that Jesus and the Father, also the Holy Spirit, but we're just talking about Jesus and the Father today, that Jesus and the Father are the same God. You can't, they're irreconcilable claims. You cannot say, unless we're crazy, right? You could be crazy and maybe say this, but you cannot be sane and say that two people, I understand the claim is three, right? But we're just talking about the Father and the Son. That two people are the same God, that they're not two different gods, that they're the same God, and yet say that one is God over the other one. Like, do you understand? Like, we're speaking gibberish now. We're not, like, does anyone here see how contradictory that is? Even if we wanted to try and reconcile both those things, oh, the Father is God over Jesus, and I understand that Jesus is not God over the Father, but they're the same God. Maybe we say, oh, yeah, but his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, so that's what we can't understand it. And maybe that is our excuse for claiming a doctrine that doesn't make sense. But I could do that just about anything. I could say anything about, I could be wrong in any doctrine, and it not make sense, and I can just say, well, God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Well, then it's not really a doctrine. yet, if it doesn't make sense yet. The whole point of believing something means you believe it, you understand it, you know it. And the concept of saying, oh, yeah, Pastor Mike, but I do believe that the Father is God over Jesus, because you just read it from the Bible, but they're the same God. Okay, I guess you're going to have to deal with the Lord on that one, because there, let me say this too, you will not find me one verse that says that they are the same God. They're both God. Jesus, God over everything. The Father is God over everything. But Jesus is only God over everything, with the exception of the Father. There is a hierarchy. And let me even just show you this, and I'll kind of wrap this up here. I'll show you a verse. The Father calls Jesus God. There's nothing wrong with calling Jesus our God. He is. But the Father will never call Jesus his God, because Jesus is not God over the Father. And even before I read this, you may say, well, what are you saying? There's two gods? No. There's not two gods, because the Father is God over everything, and he's the only one that has absolute authority over everything. And you say, well, Jesus has absolute authority over everything. False. It's false. How can you say that Jesus has authority over everything when we just read a verse that said the Father is accepted from Christ's authority? Look, again, I don't have to even, I barely have to teach today. It's literally just written there. It says the Father is accepted from Christ's authority. It says the Father has put all things under Jesus' feet, but in that he put all things under Jesus' feet, it's clear that the Father is accepted from that authority. That, like, there's not even a debate there. He just specifically says it. It's not believing in multiple true gods, because the Father is the only one that has that absolute godship over everything, including Christ. Christ only has absolute authority over everything except the Father. Whereas with the Father's godship, there is no exception. There's no exception. Hebrews 1:8, I won't even read it to you because it's going to take too much time. In Hebrews 1:8, the Father calls Jesus God. And then in just the next verse, in verse 9, you can look it up for yourself. He says, this is the Father talking to Jesus. And he says, he calls him God. And then he says, you've loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you. God, the Father has no problem calling Jesus God. But then he says, you have a God, though. And God, your God, has anointed you. He referring to himself. The Father saying, God, your God, has anointed you. The Father is God, is Jesus is God. You can't get around that. So this is where we sort of depart, though, with a lot of people. Not everybody. With a lot of people. Not, I'm not saying depart just doctrinally. I'm saying depart on how we treat the Bible. I heard someone say it before, and it's absolutely true. Some people do not let the Bible get in the way of what they believe. They really honestly don't. You will show them verses like what I just read, and it's heresy to people. Now, I just don't understand how this is such a point of conflict with the church to repeat Bible verses that they say that they believe, and like that's the basis for their doctrine. I don't understand. Even if you didn't believe me, I'm not asking you to believe us just all at one time. But when I show you Scripture so plain, there should be something that's in you that says, you know what? I'm going to look into this, though, because if what you're saying is true, and it is, I really just made points from the verses so far, you know, I'm gonna look into this, because, you know, and I'm going to read that Truth About the Trinity article because or listen to it, because, you know what, this guy might have something to say that I didn't know. Again, it's man, if we care an iota about what the Bible says, I'm not making anything up. I only repeated the verses that I just mentioned so far. Last verse I just want to read to you. This is the way it works, and I'm going to show you right from the verse here. More on this in the article. I'm telling you, the article is so packed full of awesome information. I'm telling you, you have never read a better article about the Trinity, I'm fairly certain. Just so get that article. This is how it works. There's no dispute here. This is how it works. Doesn't matter who it contradicts, I'm about to read you a verse that says so. The Father himself is, when Deuteronomy 6 says that there's only one God and one Lord, that's referring to the Father. If it were referring to Christ, how is it that the Bible says there's exception to Christ's authority then? But more on that in a second. The Father is God over all things, including Christ. Christ, under him, is God over all things, with the exception of the Father. Christ is completely equal to the Father in his nature. They're exactly the same. This is the one exception. The Father has authority over him. He doesn't have authority over the Father. We went over that, but this is the hierarchy. The Father is the one true God over all things, including Christ and his Son, which means, and his likeness. his equal, Jesus Christ. Look at, and they share the same spirit, but that's for another time, or for the article when you read it later. John 17, verse 3. Look at John 17, verse 3. It says, and this is eternal life, that they may, this is Jesus praying to the Father, mind you. This is Jesus praying to the Father. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the Father, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. That doesn't mean that Jesus is not our God. That doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't have full authority over everything except the Father. But it does mean that Jesus literally just referred to the Father, who is his God, and we just showed you from Scripture. And Jesus just referred to the Father as the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you sent. And I just want to leave you with this. Maybe, just maybe, we don't know everything, and just maybe the Bible just contradicted what you thought you believed about the Trinity. Just maybe.
If we were able to show you something about Jesus today, subscribe and share this with someone else so we can get this awesome truth out to the world.